The readings today, we see a pretty clear point of some of the moral teachings that we have to adhere to. But what is most important is not so much a matter of the points where our Lord is talking about the sins of commission, that is, do this or do that, but it's the sins of omission. It's the things that we should have done that we did not. And what's important to recognize in that, not only in the gospel reading today, but throughout the gospels, you see the same pattern. The Lord has no tolerance for sins of omission. He's very merciful with regard to our human weakness and the sins of commission, the things that we've actually done. We see him being very merciful. Remember the woman caught in adultery, something that's obviously pretty heinous, and yet he forgives the woman. And we see it with all the other sins of commission. But then we listen to what he says in the gospel and says, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. So they're not the sins that we did, they're the sins that we didn't do. And I can tell you from lots of time in the confessional that we don't very often hear about sins of omission. Sometimes we're just not even aware that we've committed any of those sins, but sometimes because we didn't actually do something, we just don't look at it as a sin. And so it's something that's quite important for us to look at, because the Lord said, because these people didn't practice charity, they didn't go to heaven. So there are some major consequences. This is not just some minor little thing. It's like, yeah, whatever. No, it's a big whatever. Now, we also have to look at our situation in America, and it's a little different from the time of our Lord. It's way different, obviously. And so there aren't very many people who are naked. There aren't very many people who are really all that hungry. In the Twin Cities, every single person is guaranteed a bed for the night and food if they want it. And so we can look at it and say, okay, a lot of these people, they're just looking for money to get drugs or whatever, and we don't necessarily want to be encouraging that or enabling it. But we have to look forward a little bit, because the day is coming, as I keep telling you, that we are going to be persecuted, and rather severely. And we're going to have people who will have nothing. And at that point, we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to open our door? Are we willing to share the little bit that we might have? Because that's where people are going to get themselves into big trouble, because they're going to look at and say, no, I only have just a little bit. Why should I give this person some of my food, because I hardly have enough to eat myself? Why should I give them my clothing? One of the things that I've found that's rather amazing to me is that if you look at the poor, the really, really poor people, if they have two shirts, they are more than happy to give one of those to somebody else. And then you look at people in America that have walk-in closets and then storage bins and all kinds of other stuff that are absolutely full of clothes. Oh no, I wouldn't be able to give any of those to anybody. Well, no, I have to have that shirt because that matches these shoes. And I can't give those away because those go with this outfit. We've got an excuse for everything. The day is coming when there will be no excuse. Charity is the only thing that's going to matter, obviously built on faith. We have to have the faith. But charity is what it's going to be about, and that's exactly what our Lord is showing us. So in the first reading, yeah, we hear all about the honesty and how we're not supposed to lie and we're not supposed to slander and we're not supposed to defraud and all those different things. But in the gospel reading, when our Lord goes through that whole list, it's just about basic human charity. I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was naked, I was a stranger. That's what we have coming. And we all have to look very seriously at this because we're all in it together. If we have something and somebody has nothing, will we give it to them? Again, we have to look at this very seriously because in our humanness, our selfishness is going to say, no, if I just have a little bit and I give some of it to you, then that means I don't have much of anything. But God is going to bless you abundantly if you are willing to practice that kind of extraordinary charity. There was somebody, I think it was over in Croatia, during that whole war situation that was going on. And people would come to this individual because he had some meat in his freezer. And he kept giving the meat away. And finally, somebody showed up at his door and he only had one little package of meat left. And he could have saved that for himself, but he gave it away. And someone else showed up at the door and he opened up the freezer to show the person it was empty, and it was full. God filled it because this person was so charitable to everybody else that God took care of it. Then he had all this meat to give to somebody as they would come to the door, and when that ran out, the freezer filled up again. If we are willing to practice the kind of charity that we are being asked to practice as Christian people, especially toward one another, but also even toward those who do not like us, that's where the blessing of the Lord is going to be found. That's the point we have to look at within our own hearts. Am I willing to do this? Am I willing really to do what God is asking me to do? To practice this kind of charity? Because, as I said, he's pretty intolerant when it comes to sins of omission. So yeah, if we completely mess up, he's very, very merciful when we completely mess up. But he doesn't show much tolerance when we're selfish. And when we refuse to practice the kind of charity that he would expect. So if we look at it and say, well, what if that was me? What if I was the one who was hungry or thirsty or naked or whatever it may be? What would I hope that people would do for me? Suddenly it takes on a whole different meaning. That's the perspective we have to look at it from. So a good thing for us all as we look at Lent. Remember, yeah, we can give this up and we can do that and we can do the other thing. What God is looking for is charity. He is looking for a heart that is filled with love for God and for neighbor. That's what it has to be about. That's why the church is giving us these readings right at the very beginning of Lent, to be able to set the tone for us. So even if you're fasting, remember the Lord talks about that. Don't be angry, don't be nasty, don't be striking out. Again, it's the same kind of thing. Where's the charity? So it's all these little things just to keep looking at your own self and ask yourself, how could I have done this better? Is this the kind of charity the Lord is looking for from me? I'm doing this, but then what's on the flip side of it? That's what we have to keep looking at. And being able to learn from what the Lord himself has asked us to do. The greatest commandments are love God and love neighbor. The love of God comes from the book of Deuteronomy. The love of neighbor comes from the one that we just heard today, from the book of Leviticus. So from all of the laws, the 613 of them that the Jewish people had, those are the two that the Lord picked out. So these are the most important. And everything else in the law is encapsulated in these two points. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart and soul and strength. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.